Many years ago, I met my wife in a church in central London that was in Kensington. And when we arrived at that church, there were about 200 people who used to be part of the community there in Notting Hill Gate. And by the time that we left, some years later, the church went from 250 people to over 10,000 people, mostly under the age of 30. And that church was a Pentecostal church, what we celebrate today, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And the church believed that God acts today, that he changes lives today. That if your life is going in the wrong direction, through the power of the Holy Spirit, things can be changed. It deeply believed in the wonderful gift of healing, so that when we prayed for the sick, we would see them healed. And the church grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. And it was wonderfully unpredictable, a bit like the service today, because we've got lots of children here and they make the service unpredictable. You don't know what they're going to do next. And it was to spread all right across the world, like at the day of Pentecost, when we hear about all these different tribes coming together and they understand what the people are saying because the Holy Spirit is present. It was a church of renewal. And you know, I miss that church. I miss it. And one thing that was very important there was that we understood who we really are. So I want to go back to a theme today that we often talk about at baptisms, particularly people who don't normally perhaps come to church. At that church, we understood who we really are. So an important question today to ask you as we come to the baptisms here, these grown-ups and children today will hopefully begin to understand who they really are as a result of their baptism. So if you hear nothing else, you need to hear this, because it's an important thing that we often speak about at baptisms. So listen, you are not your job. You're not your career. You're not the money that you make, the money that you've got in the bank, or for that matter, the house that you live in. You're not the car that you drove here today to this service. A friend of mine was almost tragically killed in a car accident on the M25 on a Monday morning in the winter some years back. He was driving his Porsche very, very fast to get to Heathrow Airport. He was making a huge amount of money at the time, and the car span round on the M25 motorway. He ended up facing the wrong direction with all the cars coming towards him. And somehow he managed to resolve himself to quickly gather his sort of mentality and get into the side. And he said to me, he sat there for an hour and a half after this incident. He almost died. And he said, you know, that morning, Lyndon, I realized I'd become my money and I'd become my car. Who are you? This is why baptism is so important. You're not your money, your house, you're not your career, you're not your car, you're not your education, the school that you went to, the university that you attended, you're not your degree or your PhD, you're not your cultural background. You're not your time of life. I'm young, I'm middle-aged, I'm old, I'm past it. You're none of these things. By the way, you're not your life's problems either. I used to work for many years in cancer research, and when we told people that they had cancer, suddenly they would own the disease, and it would become them. They would become their cancer. And it was so often difficult for them to lift out of that position because they'd become their illness. You're not your illness. Maybe there are people here today who had real problems in your life. And things have come your way and they've knocked you sideways significantly. And you've really struggled to put your life back together. You are not your problem. Do not define yourself by that. I know somebody who had a very tragic divorce some years ago, and her whole life fell apart. And she's never really recovered as a result of that divorce. The reason is because she became her divorce. And by the way, one thing that's very important, there's a thinking these days that we are all a result of blind chance, that we're all a result of a sort of accident in the universe, and that we're just here by chance. You're not here by accident or by chance. Not your money, not your job, not your career, not your status, not the university you went to, not your cultural background, not your problem, not your divorce. You're none of these things. So who are you? And on our baptism, we remind ourselves that we are not what the world makes us, but we are children of God. Children of God. We are not what the world has made us. We are children of God. And the most important thing that you need to know in your life, because you often define yourself by these crazy things. I know somebody who's defined himself by the football team that he supports, and his whole life is measured by the results of his football team. Can you believe that? Crazy. You are not what the world makes you. You are a child of God. And when you know that deeply, and you move beyond popularity, power, and success in your life to being a child of God, it will keep you for all time, even to the very end. So when I bless somebody who's dying at the very end, I whisper into their ears, the doctors have gone, the nurses have gone, they're at the point of death. I then give them a new purpose, and I say to them, child of God, because even in death, they have purpose. That's who you are. And if you define yourself by any other thing, your life will always be miserable. Or you will go from one problem to the next. Or you will never really find peace, because you'll define yourself as the world has made you, not as God has made you. And so that's why prayer is so important, because in prayer we stop and we're still before God and we listen to his voice, and it says, child of God, child of God, child of God. That's who you are. And it's at our baptism that we begin that wonderful journey.